Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy do, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him, he's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi.
All right. Hey, people, it's Sunday morning, and thank you so much again, wonderful grandson, for introducing Home-Based Business 101. You do a great job with your introduction, and I love you so much and just so thankful and honored to be able to have you to introduce this show each and every time that we come on the air. So kudos, and thank you to Isaiah. All right, people. Hey, you know, it's been a great week. Last week, and you know, we were so excited. I said, you know, hey, there's so many people tuning in each and every week. I want to thank, you know, as I do each time before we come on the air, I put it out there how many people's been tuning in. And those of you that follow us, you see the numbers are constantly growing. We're almost averaging close to 400 listeners, new listeners a week. I want to thank the 20,700. That's right. It's up to 20,700. I remember a week ago we was under 20,000. Now we're 20,700. And I figure by the time we come back on the air next Sunday with this particular show, we'll be beating crack the 21,000 barrier. So, hey, the listening audience is constantly growing. You know, we really appreciate your support because this is listener-supported radio, and hey, we just want to thank all of our wonderful listeners out there for tuning in, chiming in, and supporting this broadcast, whether you catch it live or whether you listen to it in the archives, whether you listen to it on your computer, get in the chat room, or you know, however you focus in on tuning in to what we serve up here on this Home-Based Business 101 format. Well, today's topic is called You Gotta Pay the Price. Yes, you have to pay the price. You know, that if you want success, you know, you want to achieve, you gotta pay the price. Vince Lombardi, famous football coach, says success is only comes before work in the dictionary. You know, and you know, figure that one out, y'all. But, I mean, he's a football coach, and he's telling his players, you know, hey, y'all want to be successful. It takes work. You got to pay the price. Management mistake. Many people want a fast, easy road to riches and success. See, most people, they figure, you know, hey, you know, I should be able to get this real easy. Well, if it was that easy, remember, everybody'd have it. Leadership solution. Every big achievement has a big price. Main point. Everybody that you talk to says they want to be financially independent. Well, mostly everybody. I have talked to a few people saying, oh, that doesn't matter. See, and I'm going to tell you why they even say that out of their mouth. But most people will say that they really would like to be financially independent. Everyone wants to be hugely successful. Most people, see, again, I have to modify that because I've talked to some people who says, I ain't worried about no success. I'm just fine living day to day, you know. And then you have some people who have heard the wrong message in some of these religious institutions to say, well, it doesn't matter, you know, I'll get mine when I die. You know, well, you know, the people that say, hey, you know, that, yeah, streets of heaven might be paved with gold, but our people need stuff right here while they're in this physical world. And I'll take it even a step further. Spirit don't need money. So when we do cross over and we make that transition and we go home to be with God, we won't need a Cadillac. You're not to say that you need one now. I mean, but you know, whatever type of car you want or whatever, you won't need a car. You won't need. See, there would be no utility bill to pay. You know, when you cross home and go to glory, there will be, you know, spirit don't need food. There will be no grocery store to go to buy anything. So when people make those kind of statements about, you know, I'll get mine when I go home to be with God, I mean, they have a misunderstanding between the spiritual world and the material world. See, the flesh needs material things. Spirit doesn't need that. Now, yes, I understand that we're spiritual beings going through a material existence. human existence. But while we're going through this human existence, you get cold, you want some clothes on your body. You can pray to be warm all you want. But if you're naked and you ain't got no clothes on your body and it's cold and it's snow and ice outside, I don't care how hard you pray. If you don't, you better pray for some clothes. You better pray for some shelter where it's warm, or you better find a way to be able to take care of that. Everybody doesn't reach those goals of financial independence or success. In fact, a lot of people don't. Why? It's because only a small percentage of the people who work are willing to pay the price that's required for great success. See, most people aren't willing to pay the price. You say, well, what's the price? How much does it cost? Well, you know, when we say pay the price, we're talking about doing what you need to do to succeed. Well, how will I know when I paid the price? You know you paid the price when you won. Oh, come on. Now, you tongue-tying me with these things. Baba Jahi talking about, well, you know, you got to pay the price. And I ask you how much it costs, and you can't tell me how much it costs. See, if it was that simple, people, if they could say, well, you know, the price you'll pay, it's going to cost you $500. Then people just would pay the $500 and figure they won. And then they paid the price. No, we're talking about paying the price. We're talking about the sacrifice, the changes, the things that you go through to put in motion what you want and how you bring it into material existence. And there's a price that you're going to pay. See, there's no such thing as something for nothing. You're going to pay a price. You're going to be engaged in some things that will help you get to where you want to get to. See, and part of paying the price is there some pain involved. So, here we go, some pain involved. I ain't asked you about wanting to experience no pain. Well, there is some pain involved. I mean, because, see, to pay the price, you're going to have to make some changes in your life, and then for some of us, they're going to be painful. You know, if you're running a home-based business and you really want to succeed, it might mean you won't be able to watch them daily soap operas. For those that's in the soap operas, for the guys, it means you might miss some football games. Oh, my goodness. What did I just say? You might miss some what? Well, you know, and don't get me wrong, brothers and fellas out there, you know, I'm a big sports buff, but it doesn't matter to me whether I catch the kickoff or not. Certain games, I'm blitzing. I'm working hard. You know, I align my business with football season. It's something that I want to have at the end of this football season. Just like those teams are competing, they're competing right now. And at the end of the season, they want to get to the playoffs and make that Super Bowl run. Well, that's how come I align my business right now with what. What's going on in football season. So, yeah, I keep track of the stats and stuff like that because I use that to motivate me for what I'm doing. But it's like, you know, with my business, you know, there's some things that I need to have in place come December so I can make my Super Bowl come really early December, late November, so I can make my Super Bowl run in a particular industry and business that I'm in. But, you know, and let you know even how much I follow sports. Yeah, well, this week in football, they go into the fifth week, which is like the second quarter because, I mean, it's 16 games, so you got four games per quarter, and they're going into the second quarter. It's going to be some interesting things to let you know, see, that even though I might miss a game or two, but I know what's going on. You know, I'm anxious to see what's going to happen with Brett Favre and Randy Moss hooking up this week with Randy Moss coming back to Minnesota. That's a little side note to just let you know, even though I'm not glued to the TV watching the games, I know what's going on because I'm paying my price. See, I got to do what they got to do. I got to win for me and my family. And the only way I can do that is that sometimes I have to make sacrifices. So sacrifices I make, they have something called the internet. I can always come back, check a game later. I can always find a way to get filmed to a game. You know, people say, but I want to see it live. You know, I like to, too, at times, but if paying the price means I got an appointment and I got some people that I need to deal with, I'm not putting them on hold to watch somebody else go get paid for what they do. See, them guys, Brett Favre, Randy Morris, and all of them, they get paid to do what they do. You know, yeah, and they're competing hard. But also part of it is entertainment, you know. I don't have time to be entertained. I got to go pay the price that I have to pay to win for me and my family. And, you know, and you got to do the same. You got to figure out what price you're going to have to pay to achieve what you want in terms of being successful. Now, as I said, you know, most people, they're not willing to pay the price, or they'll ask you, you know, questions like, what's it going to cost me? And see, what it's cost you is time, effort, and talent. You know, time, effort, and talent. There's a great video right now out on YouTube, Will Smith talking about Will's Way. Will talks about focus. He talks about vision. You know, part of paying the price, people, you got to have laser focus. What do I mean by laser focus? You got to focus totally in on what you want to achieve. See, because you know what it is. And you know that in your heart of hearts, you know what it is. And are you willing to pay the price? See, usually what happens, and this is why that Will Smith YouTube piece is so good. Since usually what happens is that whenever someone suddenly comes into the public eye because of some big accomplishments, there's a tendency for other people to say, he or she was lucky. Usually if you look a little deeper, these quote-unquote lucky people have worked years and years to get to the level of achievement and success. There's no substitute for hard work. If there is a secret to success, this is probably it. The person who works the longest and the hardest and with the most intensity is the person who's going the furthest. See, it's you got to decide how hard you're going to work for what you want. See, you got to decide how hard you're going to work for what you want. And then let me share this other part of this, and I'm going to break this down for you. You'll beat 50% of the people out there by just working hard. See, most people won't not work hard for themselves. Ain't that wonderful to know that if I just work hard, and we ain't even talked about talent yet and being able, you know, because some people say, well, I can't do a presentation as good as you do. Okay, well, we're gonna work on that. That's skill level. But if you just show up, see, you beat 50% of the people by working hard and showing up, you know. You beat another 40% by living right. People say, uh-oh, I knew there was another catch. Yeah, you just got to live right. You got to treat people right. So you can't be a cred ball and expect to succeed and accomplish great things. We hear the phrase, God don't like ugly. Well, what makes you think you can do ugly things and win? Come on. You know, think now. Talk back to me. Come on. You know, we all say that God don't like ugly. Then why are you going to treat people ugly and expect to succeed in your business if you're involved in a people business? And see, the other side is this. You don't get rich by yourself. Uh-oh. You hear what I said? See, if you want to achieve greatness, you can't do it by yourself. You're going to need a team, which means you're going to need other people involved. And if you have other people involved, you better know how to treat people good. You better know how to treat people right. And in most cases, especially if you're involved in network marketing, you're building a volunteer army. Don't be a slave driver to your people. Don't do that, you know. Because there's a song out there called, hey, slave driver, catch a fire. The table will turn. Every time I hear the crack of the whip, my blood run cold. It remind me of the slave ship where you brutalized my very soul. Today you say that we are free, only to be held here in captivity. Slave driver, the table will turn. See, so if you treat your people like a slave driver, the table gonna turn on you. You gotta treat your people right. You gotta treat people decent. Was a friend of mine used to say in Baltimore, you know, a good pastor friend of mine used to say, you know, when we would have controversy around something, he used to always ask me, he said, Jahi, I stand with you, long as things are decent and in order. He said, if they're decent and in order, he said, I ain't got no problem standing with you. Now, if you throw a curveball in there and you got a lie or two mixed up in there, I can't stand with you, brother. But if it's decent and in order and you telling the truth, he said, I'll go to bat with you. He said, I'll take on the devil. if the truth is being told. He said, but if we got a lie up in there, I know we can't beat the devil. Because now we're playing the same game that the devil is playing. And the devil's slicker at it and, you know, will beat us every time because the devil is the master of deception. So let's not deceive people. So that means, you know, hey, you beat 50% of the people by showing up and working hard. You beat the other 40% by living right. And then the last 10% is just, you know, hey, it's just what we call a dogfight. You know, you get. But isn't it good to know, people, that you beat 90% of the people out there by showing up, working hard, and living right? That gives you a great chance to win at the endeavors that you want to pursue. Now, a lot of people, they are not willing to show up for them own selves and work hard, and they still don't want to do personal development, improve their lives. And, you know, part of the reason for that is something I listened to the other day where one of the leaders in our company was talking about learned helplessness, that some people have surrendered their life over to other things and have learned how to be helpless. You know, and I used to always wonder, you know, the mindset of people and why people won't do for themselves what's in their best interest. Well, if you got learned helplessness, then, you know, you don't pursue your best interest. You pursue the worst. Because you don't believe you're going to be able to succeed anyway. Because why? You got this disease called learned helplessness. See, we all were born to be great. Now, see, some people, they get mad right then and there. Not me. Yes, you were. All of us were born to be great. God didn't make no accident. But we make excuses because why? We go through, the world teaches us to be failures. See, that's what the world does. The world teaches us to be failures. And I know that's difficult for some people to say, no, you just don't understand. Every time did you try harder? See, you try harder. I'll tell you a quick little short story. You know, my 11th grade in high school, I was number 3 on the tennis team, and a friend of mine was number 2. The coach automatically assumed that he went on and put it in the yearbook a year, you know, here ahead of time. He says, well, next year, you know, he told me I'd be number 2. And my friend Bruce was going to be number 1. I told the coach, no, it ain't going to be like that. I said, I'm going to be number 1 next year. He says, no, no, no. You'll be number 2, and Bruce will be number 1. I was like, you know, you can't predetermine what I'm going to be. So I took that summer and that winter, and I practiced my butt off. I wanted to work. Why? I had a goal in mind. I wanted to be number 1. And when I came back, when the season started that next spring, a year later, I became the captain of the team and number 1, and Bruce could barely win a game off him because I was determined that what did Bruce do? He already assumed he was going to be number 1. He didn't practice during the summer. He didn't do the things that he needed to do to secure his position because he just figured it was a done deal. It was a gift given to him. He didn't know that my goal was, I'm going to knock you off. I'm going to be number 1. So I did what I needed to do to become number 1. Yeah, it was sacrifice. See, that's why I learned this early in terms of this whole sacrifice thing. I learned that back in high school. I wanted to be number 1, so that meant there was days that I had to go practice. And then they didn't have, when I was growing up, they didn't have places that African Americans could go and play tennis indoors. And growing up in Baltimore, sometimes it would be real, real cold out there. And me and my father would go shovel the snow off the court. Shovel the snow off the court the day before, and then, you know, it'll dry, won't be no water or no ice on there, and come back and play, practice. And they had these balls, it's called Triton balls, that was for practicing and playing in Switzerland where, you know, it's cold and, you know, the pressure and stuff is different, so they would like, they could bounce good in the cold. When it's like 30 degrees out there, put on some long johns and some gloves and go practice. But see, I was willing to pay the price because I wanted to be number 1. Number 2 wasn't good enough. And you got to determine in your life what you want to be, what price you're willing to pay to accomplish that. And don't use the excuse that it can't happen for you, because that's learned helplessness. So you got to fight those symptoms or believing that you can, to change your mind and believe that you can. See, and then you'll have a personal breakthrough. See, you have to unlock your mind. And see, so when we talk about pain, you know, here's one from a gentleman, you know, and our prayers go out to him right now, one of the generals that's in our business, Mr. Craig Sweet, who talked about when he had to lose a lot of weight. And he said, when the pain of change outweighs the pain of remaining the same, will one change? See, if you want something different, then you got to do something different. And when the pain of change, you know, I mean, I might have that backwards. When the pain of remaining the same outweighs the pain of change. But the bottom line is this, you know, I got to make sure I got it right. But the bottom line is that change has to outweigh remaining the same. And when you look at life and you say, well, remaining the same, I'm not going to get what I want, then I just got to go through this pain and make this change so I can get what I want. See, you're the only one that control your inner being. You're the only one that control your inner being. And by controlling your inner being, that's the only thing that's totally yours. Like I told you, when I wanted to be number one, see, I was in control of my inner being. Don't hand your inner being over to somebody else and somebody tells you, well, this is all you're worthy of. See, that you know, I don't curse on this show, but see that, you know, I'd be ready to curse you out. You tell me this all that I'm worthy of. Nobody should tell you, well, you're only worthy of such and such. You know, no, you pay the price for what you want. You can go achieve the things that you want. See, winning is the only thing that I know. And Art Williams used to have a great, great thing, and I think I got this one right. He says, you know, some people can stay excited for a day. Some people can stay excited for a week. Some people can stay excited for a year. He says, but a winner will stay excited until they won. If it take you 3 years, if it take you 5 years, see, you're going to be on that job 40 years, if they even let people work 40 years anymore. It's a whole other topic, but it seems if they let you work 40 years anymore. So if it takes you 5 years to accomplish the goals that you want, financial independence, that's still better than that 40-year thing where you retire off of less than you was making to buy more of what you need. And so if you can accomplish it in 5 years, stay excited. If it takes you 10 years, stay excited. Just because you might join a company, you see some people excel and move real fast, and you say, wow, they achieved such and such in 2 years. I haven't gotten there yet. Must be something wrong with me. No, they probably paid the price somewhere else, and it's just catching up with them. You got to pay your price. Everybody's price is different. And this point right here, people, next thing is this. This is so important I'm about to share with you. Whatever business you're in, whatever company in, wherever you find your calling, make sure that you're investing in yourself and not in the company. Now, what do I mean by that? See, once you align yourself with an opportunity, the reason you will succeed in it is because you're investing in yourself. The opportunity is nothing but the vehicle that you get to drive to obtain your goal. See, but you're the one driving the vehicle, so you got to invest in yourself. See, you got to motivate yourself. See, you got to pay that price of motivating yourself. You got to pay that price of going the extra mile. You got to pay that price of if there's conference calls that, you know, that you need to be on, you need to be on them, not chit-chatting with friends that ain't going nowhere. See, who do you listen to? To people that tell you, oh, don't worry about it, oh, you know, hey, I understand, you know. Well, I told you, you know, that's why I ain't in that business. See, don't listen to them. You'll never get where you want to go. See, too often we spend time almost like on the job with the people, the negative people around the water cooler, or the, you know, with the people that go and they hang out at the coffee spot at work. You know, they running back and forth all morning long. How many daggone cups of coffee can you drink? Running back and forth because they trying to get out of work and they want to chat about nothing. You know, to them it's something. But, I mean, you know, they want to chat about, did you see such and such on TV last night? Wow, you know, I miss so-and-so. Did you see what they did? Wow, yeah, you know, so-and-so, they're a heck of a character. I know people that live like this. See, people are living through tell-lie vision. You hear what I said? Tell-lie vision. Yeah, it tells you a bunch of lies and messes up your vision. And you got people living through that, trying to mock and mimic and model their lives after some soap opera they watched, as opposed to taking their lives and modeling their lives, you know, in terms of their business. Invest in yourself. See, I don't have time for negative people. Me and my wife, we don't even have television. Uh-oh. See, well, you don't have television in your house. No, that's why they got the internet. I keep up with stuff on the internet and other ways, checking news and whatever. Right now, see, we on a mission. Because the company we're involved in, they're going to give us free major medical insurance, free life insurance, and passive residual income for the rest of our life and can pass on to the next generation of families. You can't pass a job on to your family members. See, we're creating generational wealth. So I don't have time to get caught up in sidebars of what other people are doing. And I'm going to pay the price that I need to pay to create generational wealth, because I might not never get this opportunity again. And so I have to seize it, seize the moment. So that means if you have to find a whole new core group of people to win, will you do that? See, Mark Yarnell in his book called The Lotus Code says, yeah, there's some people that you can't avoid, like some family members who got the plague. You know, and those of y'all know what I'm talking about, the family member from hell. You know, you it's hard to avoid them totally, but you better set some boundaries. See, you better decide, you know, when you really feel like talking to them and when you don't. You see their caller ID number, you know, and you working on something, you don't feel like being depressed. You say, well, I'll take that call another time. I'll check with them later on in the week. Right now, I got to focus on what I need to focus on, you know, and get things moving and going and accomplish what I want. So I don't have time to deal with that negativity. So, you know, I hope this has, you know, helped you somewhat. Just one last point I want to cover is the pain of discipline versus the pain of regret. See, this is key, people. See, either you deal with disciplining yourself to accomplish what you want, so there's going to be some pain in that, or you're going to have the pain of regret. See, you don't want to look up 5 years from now and say, wow, look at where that company has gone. Look at what they have accomplished. I was a part of that, but I didn't pay the price. See, that's hard to live with. I mean, you know, so go through the pain of discipline. Yeah, there's some, you know, the discipline is rough, but without discipline, there can be no development. You can't achieve anything in life without discipline. You know, people say they want to lose weight. They won't move away from the table and keep eating. Hey, don't expect to lose no weight. You want to achieve in the desired business that you're a part of. You're going to have to make some sacrifice, go through some discipline to pay the price to accomplish what you want. And remember, as we wrap up this morning, you beat 50% of the people by showing up and working hard. That means you knock half of the people out of your way. You beat the other 40% by just doing good and living right. That's 90% of the people. The last 10% is a dogfight. But you can beat 90% of the people by working hard and living right. And with that, hey, make sure you take advantage of the gift that we got out there for you, a free home-based business, www.zamzuu.com/movementsunlimited, and sign up and become part of the free revolution. And it's right there on this landing page for Home-Based Business 101. Hey, and this has been Bobby Jahi with Home Based Business 101. You know what time it is now. It's my time. It's your time. It's our time. Till next time, God bless you.
Enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to Success.